for less than you paid, you'd say you had to sell it.
Take a loss.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there was something you saw that you liked a lot, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, well, I like it, but that thing just...
costs too much and I cannot afford it.
On the first, well, when it's time to pay a bill, you say the bill is...
due.
And if you belong to a club, you must pay...
your dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to...
borrow it.
And now, they talk about that, like, back during the Depression, they say money was really...
worth something.
And an expression that people use, they're talking about hen's teeth, they'll say something is...
money scarce as hen teeth.
Now, oh, you don't know about this, it's about swimming and that kind of thing. Now, like if they had a board.
Diving board?
Yeah, you call that a diving board. Now, if somebody got on that and they went over to the edge and then they went in head first, you'd say he...
dived.
And now, if you're talking about yourself, you might say, but now I never have...
dived.
And
I never have.
Well, they hadn't taught you that in your class. Now, then, after you get in the water, you might say, well, now, I got in the water and I...
swam.
Mm-hmm. And now, but now, in the past, I never had...
swam.
Which is probably true, if you're taking swimming. Do you know what they say when they, like, if they... they start to dive in the water and they hit flat on their
stomach.
Mm-hmm. You call that a belly, something like a belly bust. Have you ever heard of
that? Uh-uh.
Now, if a child gets down like kind of doing acrobatic stuff and they put their head down and then they roll over, you say they're turning and doing...
somerset.
And have you ever heard of, like if you pay your bill off at a store and you pay it all off in cash at one time, you ever heard of them giving a little kind of a gift or something to
yeah,
people? Something. What would they call that? Just a...
I don't know.
Oh, now, if you saw somebody out on the lake, and after he went down for the third time, you'd say he...
drowned.
And, now, before a baby can walk, it's got to...
crawl.
Now, if you were looking at a real tall mountain, you say, now, that'd be a hard mountain to...
climb.
But now, last year, my neighbor...
climbed it.
But, now, as for me, I never have...
climbed it.
If a little kid wanted to hide behind a couch or something, and they got down like this, you'd say they were...
crunched.
And, now, then they might jump out... if they wanted to scare you, they might jump out at you and say...
boo!
And a little child was saying his prayers, so he went over beside his bed and he...
napped.
And now if you were feeling tired, you might say, well, I believe I'll go over to the couch and...
lie down.
And if you were talking about a person that was really sick, you might say, now he was so sick he couldn't sit up. All day he just...
laid.
And like talking about something you saw in your sleep, you might say, well, this is what I...
saw.
And in talking about like if you had like a story going around in your mind and you said, well, did you sleep good last night? You say, no, I just... you might...
dreamed.
Dreamed. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, a lot of times, you know, when I'm sleeping in the morning, I can't remember what I've...
dreamed.
And you might say, now, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
woke up.
And if, you know, like when you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like that, you say...
stomped.
And if a boy was kind of interested in a girl and he saw her at church and he had a car with him, he'd say, well, may I...
take you.
And now, if you had a car stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and...
push it.
Or you might have to tie a rope on it and...
pull it.